Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, shock ensues because we've switched sides again. When Democrats are in office, they have a whole separate set of allies and enemies. And then it changes when we come into office. Under Joe Biden, Iran was practically an ally of the United States of America. Very close. At a minimum, they didn't treat him as an enemy. $300 billion total given to Iran that Iran otherwise would not have had. Some of that was through the lifting of sanctions so they could profit from oil again. Some of it was actual money that was held in accounts that we controlled that we then opened up and transferred to them. We had to explain the definition of the word fungible over and over and over again. If you send Iran $10 billion and you say you can only spend it on, I don't know, food or something, well, that frees up $10 billion other dollars. And they could send them to, I don't know, the Houthis, which they did. So you saw the Houthis go from basically desert goat herders to operating some of the most sophisticated military equipment in the world, over 200 strikes on our tankers, military vessels, commercial vessels, and those of others. This peacefully trying to go through that very, very important shipping lane to Europe. And so just running out of control under Biden and barely any retaliation, at times none whatsoever. Well, Pete Hegseth and the left is just, they're absolutely, they can't believe this. They love Iran for some reason, probably because they tried to kill Trump twice and were very honest and open about it. Pete Hegseth just laying the smacketh down on Iran in a tweet, and they can't believe he was that it was that strongly worded. The tweet is amazing. It's great. And he flat out says to Iran, "We see your lethal support to the Houthis. We know exactly what you are doing." He wrote in a post on X, "You know very well what the U.S. military is capable of, and you were warned. You will pay the consequence at the time and place of our choosing." Good.
Sounds a little threatening, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it should.
Yes, it should.
It should.
And the Houthis are continuing. In fact, you may have heard the story we had about the loss of a F-18 Hornet off the deck of the Harry S. Truman, that on a tow vehicle, because the aircraft carrier was conducting an emergency evasive maneuver, which tilted the aircraft carrier, and they slid off the hangar deck honestly, by the grace of God, that the tow truck operator and the pilot were not killed. They both got off. The pilot was slightly injured because he had to jump from the aircraft before it went into the ocean.
Mm. And that evasive maneuver was, of course, because—
to avoid a Houthi missile strike.
Yeah.
Thanks, Iran.
That's an act of war right there. That's,
it is.
I mean, in the Biden—
They're firing on U.S. military vessels.
The Biden administration treated that very casually. They were cool with that. You could fire on them. They didn't care. They're fine with it. And look, Hegseth's got two reasons to do this. Number one, we've had an open border for 4 years. I have no doubt there are agents of Iran in this country right now and agents of the Houthis who could be considering a terror attack in retaliation. But number two, and this is the thing that's beginning to grate me about our side too. We have these really weird doves on our side now. They used to all be Democrats. And I don't understand, including Tucker Carlson, who's lost his mind on Iran. And they are saying things like, oh, Trump's being too mean, threatening to hit Iran, threatening to bomb Iran if they don't come to an agreement. You know, we will strike you. We will, you know, what Hegseth just said. Okay, when Iran sends two separate assassins to kill Trump and his cabinet, we have them both, thank God, in custody. And when the Ayatollah of that country makes it absolutely clear there was a fatwa on their head, vows vengeance, and vows to murder them, Trump and his cabinet, this is his cabinet from his last term, on Twitter, his own official Twitter feed, puts the fatwa on, vows to murder them, and then sends two assassins to do it. This is how you have to deal with them. The biggest threat from Iran, Trump's not going to say this because he doesn't want to look weak. He sends Hegseth out to pan the war trip. The biggest threat from Iran is that they managed to kill Trump. Maybe Vance with him. That is the biggest threat. This is total game changer. Remember this. They sent an assassin to target Pompeo and Bolton too. He had cut a deal with cartel assassins to try to take them out. And folks, we still don't know if they sent Crux. May have. FBI is hiding all of that. The overseas accounts. We don't know that, but we do know for a fact that they sent an assassin who was trying to flee the country the weekend of the first assassination attempt against Trump. Again, I want to know all about that. Congress can't find out about it. If you're Trump, you better believe you are threatening brutal strength against Iran. Because, these are acts of war. This is craziness. Trump is, in a very real way, and he would never say this because he's too smart to say it, trying to stay alive. He is letting them know again and again and again, you mess with us, we will kill you. I mean, to stay alive, Lee, long enough to take office, he had to threaten Iran and say, look, if something happens to me, we're unleashing the nukes. My people will do it. That's necessary. That's not Trump going over the side, Trump becoming a warmonger, Trump becoming a neocon. That's basic survival 101. And that's how badly the Democrats allowed Iran to get out of control.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it just frosts me.
Oh, I know. I mean, when you look at what Iran was able to do during the Biden administration, what North Korea has been able to do during the Biden administration, what the Houthi rebels were able to do in Yemen. We could go on and on about all of the things that went on. And I'm not saying that the Biden administration should have gone off and attacked people militarily all over the world, but there were just so many things where the Biden administration made no effort to even oppose anything that was detrimental to the national interest and the security of this country on so many levels.
Well, it was the funding of it first, but then it was the wink, wink, nod, nod. I mean, I will never forget the week after we find out that Iran has tried to kill Trump again. We've got the assassin in custody. A week later, we rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran
to come to the UN.
Yes, right here in America. Yeah. He touched down. I was like, my God, if I was president, he's going straight to the brig. We're going to pick him up, put handcuffs on him. We're going to try him. Because, you have sent the second assassin, the Ayatollah, who's the real leader of that country. You're number two if you're the president. You really are. I mean, we got everything we need. We're going to try you. You're not going home. I'd have been like, yeah, come to America. Sure, no, welcome. Come to the UN. Yeah, go ahead. Touch down on our soil. Go ahead, do that. You do that. We'll send someone to meet you at the airport. And you're not leaving, bud. That's how you handle that. Now, I have to defend Iran a little here because they said one thing that was true, and that doesn't happen much for Iran. Iran criticized the U.S. For its contradictory behavior. Well, yeah. When you get rewarded the week after we catch your assassin on our soil, or really it was the week after we admitted him, we admitted we'd had him for weeks, and we roll out the red carpet for the president, it's a little confusing. Iran thinks, oh, okay, well, we want him dead. The Democrats want him dead. You rolled the red carpet out for us, celebrated us, even provided Iran's president with security. Yeah, it is a little contradictory. I get that. So that's why you're seeing the strength of the statements that Hegseth is making. This is necessary. This is necessary for them to understand, Lee, we will mess you up. We can find you. We can decimate you just like Soleimani. Don't even think about it. I mean, and to send the Houthis after us, after all of that, that was bold, man. After the hit on their training center.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, and here's the other thing, right? I mean, Iran's watched this the whole time. Biden never bombed their headquarters, the Houthis headquarters. Like, that would be the place number one I'd go. I mean, that's where I'd start. Okay, let's see. Well, that's the terror training camp right there. That's the Houthi headquarters. Okay, that goes. Boom. That's the first thing I'm bombing. Biden just let them have it. So, I think it's great. Message to Iran, Pete Hegseth tweeted. We see your lethal support to the Houthis. We know exactly what you are doing. You know very well what the U.S. military is capable of, and you were warned you will pay the consequence at the time and place of our choosing. Ouch. That means, you know what that means? That means another major strike's coming. He's already saying it.
Well, I guess we can check his signal account and find out when.
Yeah, and suppose the CIA will make sure we
know. Yeah, exactly.
Which is exactly, I mean, look, when the CIA sets those accounts up for you and is like, use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and use those. We're going to end up finding out Deep State did the whole thing. We just haven't found it out yet. But no, you know, I got to say this. I had a lot of criticism for Hegseth because I did not like that he wasn't fully honest with Trump about his background. We had to learn about it in the media. I'm not happy with that. But I got to say, I have been pleasantly surprised by him since he's been in office. And he has accomplished the one thing that Trump really hired him for, which is to flood the military with MAGA. Because they had pushed everybody out who wasn't Democrat, like-minded, or tried to with the shot and firing anybody who was patriotic and, you know, making sure only the Marxists advanced. And they had all about purged the military. And Trump is, I mean, he just hit another record goal yesterday. I think they announced it that they had more than the recruits they were seeking.
Yeah,
that's good.
All of the services suddenly turned around when Trump was inaugurated.
Yeah, and Trump wanted everyone to see Hegseth. He's young. He's lower ranks. This is going to be not the military of the Marxist and the Millies. This is, you know, going to be the military of American, the American soldier, and they're going to be celebrated in the American Marine. And it's great. It's been great for business. So we are remaking.
He's certainly not from the wine and cheese crowd. He's from the tats and beer crowd.
No wine and cheese there.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.